The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm just terrific today, Gil.
And I understand today we're talking about potential home health hazards.
Yes, we are, and specifically radon. Did you know that 1 in 15 homes has unacceptable, and by that I mean unhealthy, levels of radon gas?
No, I did not know actually it was that high. But let's go back a little. What is radon exactly?
That's a good question. It's a naturally occurring, odorless, colorless, radioactive gas that's emitted as uranium decays in water, soil, or rocks. Now, in the open air, it dissipates harmlessly, no problem. But when it seeps into your home, it can build up and become dangerous. It gets trapped in different parts of your house. In fact, it's a leading cause of lung cancer. Now, excessive radon levels are typically found where your home contacts the ground, such as, you know, the first level or on a concrete slab or in a basement, especially near sump pumps, any cracks in the foundation, and any gaps in the framing. Recently, experts have suggested that some types of granite countertops can give off unacceptable levels of radon. So if you're testing, you want to include any areas where you have stone countertops. But, and this is important, I want to make sure people know that radon mitigation methods can reduce levels by 99%.
Well, that is good to know. Now, can you test your home by yourself?
Sure, and easily. Or you can hire a company to do it. So if you want to go the home test route, you can find home radon test kits online or at home centers and hardware stores with prices that will range from $9 to up to $140, depending on how much area you have to test and how fancy you want to get. You can also contact your state radon office to find out if they offer a low-cost or sometimes free test kit. Check out radon articles at HouseLogic.com to see what you need to do to use a test kit properly. There are certain preparations you have to make, like you have to make sure that all your doors and windows have been closed for 12 hours, things like that.
Okay, now what about a professional test?
Well, you know, it's a good idea to use a professional testing service if you're in the process of selling your home or if you want confirmation of radon levels detected by your home test kit. To find a qualified company, contact your state radon office. If testing is done as part of a home inspection, you're going to pay about $150 additional on top of the normal home inspection cost. If you opt for a radon test separate from the home inspection, it'll be even more, about $250 or higher.
How high up in terms of stories do you want to test? Is this just a basement or first level thing, or should you test high?
No, close. You want to test starting in your basement and then up to the second story if you have it. You don't have to go any higher than that. And by the way, you know, radon can even get into condos.
How?
Well, in some cases, it emanates from the concrete used to build the condo. In others, it moves up from the ground via elevator shafts and stairwells. But you still probably don't need to test above the second or third story level.
Okay, so I know what I'm looking for. What's a bad radon level?
Okay, so here we go with some jargon. At or above 4 PCIL, that means picocuries per liter of air. Picocuries is just the way they measure radon. You'll need, so anything above, at or above 4 picocuries, you'll need to explore options for reducing that radon gas. And the EPA has a map of possible radon levels in your area of the country, so you can get a handle on, you know, whether you're prone to problems with radon.
Okay, let's ask the key question here then. How do I get rid of it?
Okay, there's stuff you can do yourself if the level is slightly elevated, that is, at or less than those 4 picocuries we talked about. And that is, caulk cracks or gaps in the slab, foundation, or framing of your house, wherever your home contacts soil. That'll help inhibit radon gas infiltration. It also improves the success of other radon reduction strategies. So you want to open exterior crawl space vents to increase airflow and dilute radon buildup. And you want to install a heat recovery ventilator, which introduces fresh, air-conditioned air into homes that are otherwise tightly sealed, especially homes that have been recently constructed. They tend to be much more tightly sealed than older homes.
Okay, if I hire a pro, not just to test, but to also remediate the radon, what are they going to do?
Okay, you want a pro if the levels in your home, again, are at or above 4 picocuries per liter of air. And what they'll do is use fans and pipes that draw radon from the soil beneath your home or in your crawl space. They'll suck it out. If you want more details on the process, you can just visit HouseLogic.com.
Okay, and what's this going to cost me?
It varies depending on the extent of the work being done. The range is generally between $800 and about $2,500. Average cost nationally for radon mitigation is around $1,200 to $1,400. As a rule, a house built on a slab or with a basement requires less labor, resulting in lower costs for the radon reduction. Radon reduction in a house over a crawl space tends to be most expensive, since in those cases a vapor barrier may be required. By the way, houselogic.com also has info on asbestos and lead paint.
All right, so everything you need to make your house healthy is at houselogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, as always, great and useful information. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.